Oasis Audio presents The Nancy Drew Diaries, number 18, The Stolen Show, by Carolyn Keene. Read for you by Georgina Marie. Diary. Winter break is always an exciting time of year, but this one looks like it's going to be extra special. The girls and I have been invited on an all-expenses-paid trip to Quebec City in Canada to participate in a regional dog show. We'll get to stay in a fancy hotel, visit the winter carnival, and hang out with some real canine champions. It's going to be so amazing to get on a plane and fly away from River Heights for a while. Surely the excitement of a dog show will still be more relaxing than my usual schedule of fighting crime and solving mysteries, won't it? Chapter 1. A Winter Wonderland. From where I sat in the front seat of the taxi, I was the first to get a full view of the banner that arched over the old cobblestoned street, reaching from one colorful building to another. In festive red letters, it read, "Bienvenue au Carnaval de Québec." Up ahead, I could see crowds of people milling through the streets, swaddled in winter coats and hats, their hands filled with plates of food or steaming cups of hot drinks. A light dusting of snow was sprinkled over everything, giving the whole of Quebec City the look of a picturesque sculpture in a snow globe, just waiting to be shaken up. "Look at this place!" George exclaimed from the back seat, leaning between the front seats to get a look out the windshield. She pulled her smartphone out of the pocket of her practical red winter parka and began snapping photos of the scene. "You guys, we have to stop and grab something to eat from one of these shops before we head to the hotel. Oh, my kingdom for poutine." "Poutine?" Bess asked. Bess and George are cousins. They're both my best friends, and the three of us are virtually inseparable. Bess's fair skin was still flushed from waiting outside in the cold for our taxi from the airport into town. She probably should have worn something a little warmer than her knitted beret and ivory peacoat, but Bess always was more fashionable than she was practical. She smoothed down her long blonde hair, combing the flyaway strands thrown up by the wind. "What's poutine?" "Only the most delicious thing in the world," George answered, her dark brown eyes sparkling. "It's French fries and cheddar cheese curds drenched in gravy."
"That sounds a little," Bess began delicately, "heavy."
"Don't knock it till you've tried it," George countered. "Have I ever steered you wrong?" Bess's eyebrows quirked.
"Ahem, haggis," she said, pretending to cough.
"What? Haggis is good," George spluttered. "If you like spicy oatmeal made of meat," I muttered with a smirk. George smacked her hand against her chest in mock dismay. "I too, Nancy?"
"Don't worry," I said with a laugh. "I'll try the poutine. We both will. Isn't that right, Bess?"
"Oh, all right," Bess said. "But right now, I'd much rather have a hot cocoa. How long before you're supposed to meet Louise at the hotel, Nancy?"
I checked my watch. It was only 10:15, and I wasn't expected at Chateau Frontenac until 11.
"We've got plenty of time. Why don't we get out here and walk? We don't have a lot of baggage to carry, and we can pick up a snack on the way."
"Sounds perfect," George replied, pulling the furry hood over her short, dark hair. 45 minutes to stuff ourselves with Canadian delights before Nancy goes to the dogs."
I chuckled and pulled out some Canadian bills to pay the driver.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?